Mac Holmes pre-game interview.
Fahar Mac Holmes, time to go inside the Geelong West camp and find out why they find themselves 5-2 after seven games. Their coach Greg Mellor waiting patiently with Josh Conway.
Greg, great to have you for the first time on K-Rock Footy for the first time this year. We were speaking just before you came in about last weekend's victory over Newtown. From a coaching point of view, was that your side's best victory of this season so far?
Yeah, I think it was our first, our full four-quarter game that we played. Played well in all three facets of the game, so we were really pleased with how we were able to grind out for three quarters and then come over the top in the end.
Well, for those who haven't seen a lot of West, both in 2019 and this year, what are the things you guys pride yourselves on as a group?
Oh, look, I think we're developing sides, so we're continuing to build in all our areas. We've had a big focus on winning the contested ball, so we're coming up against a side who's, you know, elite at contested ball, so that's going to be a focus for us to be able to try and match it with them on the inside. They like to transition the ball through the corridor, and so we're going to be trying to take that away from them from Mary's today as well. So I think it's for us as a group, it's just we've got a lot of young blokes, and it's just continuing to teach football and learn and develop.
It's a unique ground, Greg. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Is Anthony Costa Oval? It's different to West Oval. How do you prepare to play on a ground though? The confines are a little bit tighter.
Look, I think it's going to brings the game in because it's certainly narrow compared to most grounds, which means that you can slow, opposition teams down. That's sort of what we'll be hoping to try and do today with Mary's anyway, try and slow them down a little bit. And it just means that your precision with the ball becomes really, really important on offence.
You've had to make a couple of changes. Tyler Watts, unfortunately, copped a knock against the Eagles last week, but under the 12-day protocols, you won't have him this afternoon, which is a blow.
Yeah, that's right. He was playing really well. He took a really good mark in the first quarter and landed it awkwardly on his head. And after halfway through the second quarter, he didn't play any more part of the game. And with the new protocol, we got to look after him. He was pretty disappointed not to come back on last week. But that's the way it is these days.
So more opportunities. Josh Buck, Grady Slocum, I don't think we're in the 22 that we saw online on Thursday night. And those two get another opportunity and in a big game too.
Yeah, they do. Both new players to the club. Josh has played a couple of games this year. He's been surfing for the last two or three, come down for uni, and has fitted in really well into our group. He'll play in our back half, provide some really good speed off the back half. And Grady, a young fella from Ararat way, down for uni as well too. So he'll come through the midfield. He'll play mostly outside mid, but we think that he'll eventually get to become a really good inside player.
Bahar Mac Holmes speaking with Geelong West coach Greg Mellor. He's Matt Kershaw on K-Rock Footy.
Greg, obviously you talked about St Mary's midfield, but you've got some handy midfielders in there yourself that look to be disposal-wise and clearance-wise this year going pretty well as well, like Hanley's flying, Huppets is flying. Who are some of the younger blokes that you run through? Jang's going really well. Who are some of the younger players that are going through there as well?
Yeah, they're growing in age, and so there's a maturity with that. Like David Hanley's now 20, he's 21, and he's, developed another edge to his game in terms of trying to run both ways. It'll be a good test for him today, or for all of them, against, Mary's of, their midfield as well too. So,
yep.
Emmanuel Jang, new player to our club, is on Werribee's list. He's been, outstanding. I'm thinking he's very close to be getting a game in the VFL.
Yep.
Probably just a bit unfortunate that Werribee have been going so well. He came as a halfback and he's moved into the midfield, and I'm hoping that you guys will be impressed with him today, because that'll mean he'll have had a bit of the footy. So
yeah, and David Peel going pretty well as well. Took 11 marks last week.
Yeah,
he's been a good player for a long time.
Yes, and he got himself super fit over pre-season, and it's just been, I think with our developing midfield, that we're able to get some extra numbers in there, that meant that he's been able to push more to the outside, yep, and use his clean finishing and clean skills by ground balls. He did take 11 marks last week, which was it was pretty good for someone who's about 5'8" or 9".
Yeah, exactly right. another 11 would be great today from him up forward in the forward 50, and kicking five would certainly help you on your way this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't care who it is.
Yeah, that's right.
Jaden Symes, will he carry most of the ruck today? And if he does, obviously it's a big battle for him against both Conway and Nick Knott.
Yeah, both of those are pretty handy, pretty handy footballers. Conway's continuing to develop his ruck craft. He's getting stronger. He's been on VFL list now for a couple of years, but he's looks a lot bigger than when I last saw him a couple of years ago, and stronger, and he's working well with the Mary's mids, and Nick Knott's he's a quality footballer. He's been hitting the scoreboard deep, so we'll certainly have our work cut out for us in that area.
I'll just ask you about a player that seems to have just disappeared off the radar, and you might be able to let us know where he's at. Tidett Nyack,
yep.
Obviously very talented junior, was on the Falcons list, played some good GFL footy with you guys, but hasn't been cited. Is he still involved? Or?
Yeah, you'll see him wandering around. He'll play after the bye. He's come back from a shoulder reconstruction. So, yeah, you're right. Really talented running defender who can play on smalls and talls. And, once he gets back, it will add another layer to our defence.
Can you quantify the new facility and the boost that's given the group? And nothing against the old setup, but it was dated, it was aged. You're trying to attract players, walking them through the Polworth Pavilion probably wasn't something that was, you're probably the last thing you leave. Oh, this, by the way, these are our rooms. Whereas you've got this facility now that you go, or you're able to sell it before it was open and say, this is what it's going to look like. What's it done to the group, and has that translated into a little bit of this early season success?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that it's certainly, for people who have been at the club, even a lot longer than me, it's something to be, they're really proud of, and that's really important, to be proud of your facilities, proud of your home ground. A lot of people have done a lot of really hard work. In terms of helping you win games on the field, I'm not sure about it. Does it help people get to come to the club? Yeah, no doubt, because you walk in and you go, well, this is, if you're looking at three or four different clubs, going, yeah, well, I can see, great spot to watch football, and those sort of things. So it certainly hasn't hurt anyway, I'll give you that.
Five wins, which is the equal of what you won in season 2019. I don't think since playing finals in 08 the club's won more than six. You're a chance to win your six this afternoon. I suspect, as much as people go, that's a fantastic result, that's not where you want that. That becomes then the low base for Geelong West going forward. Six wins, nobody wants six wins. You want 9, 10, 11, 12, whatever, to play finals. But, hopefully you've never get back to that lower reaches again, and you can start building off that.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is about improvement, and then you want to see improvement in your individual players. You want to see improvement in your club. You want to see improvement in the team, and that becomes the win loss is one of those reflections of that. Percentage is another reflection of that. We want to be able to be competitive in all the games that we play against. We want to be able to turn up to every game going, well, if we play our style of football, we know that we can match it and win against anyone in the competition. We're not there yet, but that's what we're working towards.
Greg, done a great job with what the boys have done so far, but as we said, a big test this afternoon. We really appreciate you giving us some time. Unfortunately, your development boys are trailing by 68 points. St Mary's 2's are pretty handy. When they've got blokes like Sherwin running around out there, it's not a bad lineup.
They've been very impressive. So, yeah, they've got a lot of good depth in their club.
Yep. Hopefully it's not a portent for things to come this afternoon, and we're watching a much closer game come 10 past 2. Really appreciate your time. Well done so far, but looking forward to seeing West for the first time, and hopefully it's not the last time we see him. We're seeing you go deep into the season.
That's great. Thanks, Kingy. Thanks,
good luck,
boys.
Greg Mellor joining us there. Thanks to Harmac Homes. Now, Harmac Homes is passionate about understanding your new home dreams and dedicated to exceeding expectations every single day. Your dream, our commitment, it's the Harmac way.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.